Philip, P-H-I-L-I-P, Brown, B-R-O-W-N, 12957, today's 9/17/2023. This is a 65-year-old gentleman who used to work for City of Houston, currently lives by himself. He's not married, has two children, was evaluated today for possible hospice slash end-of-life care period. He suffers from hypertension. A year or two ago, he had a stroke. He's been having some right-sided weakness, but he's able to drive, and he's able to care for himself. Social, he does smoke. He doesn't drink alcohol. He lives alone. Family history, mom died of some sort of cancer. Dad was killed. Medication includes Neurontin, 300 milligram BID, Crestor, 20 milligram a day, Norvasc slash Benzapril, 10 slash 40 once a day, Flomax 0.4 once a day, Eliquis 5 milligram once a day for a blood clot in the right leg. Review of system, he's able to walk, he's able to drive, he's able to care for himself, he's alert, he's awake, he's oriented to times 3. He has had some issues with his prostate, which is improving. His biggest complaint is numbness in the bottom of his feet, which is taking Neurontin 300 milligram TID with some success. Let's see, surgical history, chest tube for a pleural effusion. Doesn't know if it was cancerous related to CHF or pneumonia or any other reason. Elbow surgery, allergy, none. On exam, his blood pressure is 140 over 88, pulse is 92, respiration is 18. Heart's positive, some positive is 2. Lungs clear, abdomen soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, left leg where the DVT, where he had a DVT a few months ago, still slightly swollen, but no cords noted. Assessment here, we have a 65-year-old gentleman with hypertension, neuropathy, hyperlipidemia, BPH, and recent history of DVT. Patient is doing well on his current medication. He's active, he's alert. He has no diagnosis for end-of-life care and or hospice care, and appears to be handling his situation well, period. He has provider and home health care services that see about him and has a regular physician that he sees on a regular basis. We will reevaluate patients if his condition changes or if he has further needs in the future. Thank you.